Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Karen Blank. I'm talking to Sally Marchese and Steve Simons. And the topic today is Alzheimer's and the association that is trying to do many things. But I was started to tell a story on the last segment, and it was about Steve Allen. And Steve Allen was in his tuxedo, and he was getting dressed in his home. And his daughter said to him, "Where are you going, Dad?" He says, "Well, I'm going to a dinner. We're going to honor Dr. Jonas Salk." And she says, "Who is he?" He says, "What do you mean, who is he? He's the man who created the vaccine that cured polio." And she says, "What's polio?"
And I hope that's the same that happens to the Alzheimer's disease.
And the point, he told that story after he was so inspired by the fact that his daughter didn't know what polio was.
Right.
That he was a master of ceremonies. And when he went to make his speech, he says, "The greatest tribute that anybody could make to Dr. Jonas Salk is the fact that nobody even knows, these kids don't know what polio
that's
is."
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's the truth.
Yeah.
And we going to get there?
I think so. The association has some great stuff going on, so we're working towards it. Definitely. Definitely.
So tell me what you're doing to publicly make this more aware.
So one of the ways people can get involved is the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is the largest fundraiser in the world that we do to fund the research and the programs and services, so we can offer that to the families that are going through this devastating disease. We're lucky Sally is not only on our board, but she's one of our Walk Committee members. So the walk is Saturday, September 19th at Belmont Lake State Park. If you're interested, we'd love to have you come out. It's just a great family day. This disease can be very isolating, so it's wonderful for people to come out. Last year we had about 2,000 people. We're expecting over 3,000 this year. So you can get more information on our website at alz.org/Long Island. And Sally, I don't know if you walked for the first time last year. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about it.
Yes, I walked for the first time last year. You can go on that website and register your team. So I registered my Marchese family team, and I was the highest fundraiser.
Yes.
Woo, yay me. all because I really saw what the Alzheimer's Association was doing, and I wanted to do whatever I could do to help out. And I have to say, the association is one of the fastest from being funded, getting it into the field, into research. They usually have it within a month or two. It's already invested in research. And it was nice to know and see firsthand that my money wasn't just going somewhere out there that I never saw anything. We saw the research that was done, so that was great. And the walk is a great thing to go to because it is an isolating disease and you do kind of feel alone. Association brings everyone together. You meet people.
I'm curious. You know, one of the things that I hear, I get invited to these walks and all this all the time. I'm saying to myself, how does that help the end desire to get to the cure? Is it just I mean, this might be obvious to you, but is it to raise money?
It is to raise money, but I have to say, last year I needed help myself. So, you know, you go to the Google and you Google Alzheimer's, and the Alzheimer's Association came up. And I researched it, and I live on Long Island, and I was like, "Oh, there's a walk. Well, I'm going to call." And I called, I spoke to Karen, that's how we met, and I said, "Wow, this is really a wonderful thing. I want to get more involved." And it is a fundraiser, yes it is. That's primarily what we need. We want the money to find a cure. But it was very helpful in that there were resources there that I never knew existed. There's the helpline that the Alzheimer's Association has. There's support groups.
When you say helpline, what kind of help do you get?
Any help. I've had friends that called me that know that I'm involved with the association saying, "I need an attorney." And I've given them the helpline. And no matter where you're located in the United States, they will connect you with people within that field. If you need to speak, if you're upset about something, if an issue happened, if your loved one just had a breakdown or a tantrum, or you're crying and you can't help it, you can call and someone will be there to talk to you. You're never really alone, and you do feel alone sometimes, so it is a great resource to have.
So it's much more than money. It's much, it's the idea that you can relate to other people.
Absolutely.
The walk, I think, is a great thing. Like Sally said, a lot of times people come to the
walking is good for you.
Yeah, walking's great. It's fun. It's a fun day. But I think people come not only, you know, like Sally said, people come and they have this diagnosis and they don't know what to do. So they, you know, what can you do? You're not going to find a cure today. You don't know what to do. So you can, the walk is something that you can do. You know you're helping. But at that day, you, like Sally said, you can find out about support groups. Caregivers are under an enormous amount of stress. To be a caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's is just, it's never ending. They can call and get resources. We have a ton of support groups on Long Island. So that is just a great group for caregivers. It's a different dynamic between an adult child caregiver and a spouse. You know, right now there's a lot of adult children. There's a sandwich generation going on. So a lot of the people are caring for your parents, but we have a ton of support groups. We have free educational programs. If you think that yourself that there might be something, you're forgetting things, is that normal? What's not normal? You can come to a free educational program that are all over the island that can find out, you know, what are the basics of Alzheimer's? What are the, know the 10 signs. That's one of the ones that we do. Caregiver stress, you can come. If you're not ready for a support group, you can come and sit and hear how you should be taking care of yourself. So I think the helpline, it's not a hotline, it's a helpline, because every operator that answers that is a master's level clinician. So these are really, you know, social workers. One of my stories that I always, you know, kind of gives me the chills, someone told me that their mom got out of the house, who has Alzheimer's. She could not get her back in the house. She was freaking out. Of course she would be. She called the helpline. The social worker who answered the call was able to give her the right words to use to get her mom back in the house. So for her, that was, you know, life-saving. So it's something from that, you know, crisis mode to just, you know, dad's been diagnosed. What do we expect? You know, what's the difference
between... What's the next stage?
Yeah, what's a day program? When my grandma was diagnosed, I had no idea what a day program was. I didn't know there's amazing places that are specifically for Alzheimer's and dementia patients that can go, you know, all day and get cognitive stimulation.
When you say places that you can go, like a clinic?
It's a program. So it's like we have many on Long Island. They can go, and these are people that are trained to work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients, because, you know, it doesn't really help anyone sitting in front of the TV all day and doing nothing. Cognitive stimulation, art therapy, music therapy, these are places that do all of that. So you know your loved one
isn't... a lot of the things you're probably doing is something we all should be doing anyway. In other words, just like if I don't do 30 push-ups, I'm not going to be very able to do it,
right,
because it's just not going to be in the schedule. If I don't challenge myself mentally, right, I don't enjoy my life as much intellectually. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it's good that you're doing this, but not the people who have the dementia, but for all of us.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we all got to be pushed in. You know, one of the things that I do in my home is have dinner parties, and I have interesting people come in, and people who are just not exactly alike.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back with, and you'll have a really interesting discussion. I think that makes everybody in the room better and smarter.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Well, that's what I do at Limber, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
And, I try to bring information and challenge people and let people challenge the people who are being giving us information.
Right. Yes, it makes it so much more interactive. It's great. That's why I enjoy Limber so much.
So what you're doing is important, even if you didn't have a disease.
Right. Yes,
in
absolutely.
Many ways,
absolutely.
You know, to deal with. Mm-hmm. But and when you're dealing with a disease like that, I think you're giving them a little bit more time by virtue of the fact that they're using what they have a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
even though you're not really stopping the physical growth of the disease.
Well, right? I know with, you know, my grandmother, she was a big gardener, and she loved that. When she was lost her ability to speak, she really wasn't verbal, she did art therapy, and all of her paintings were of the garden. So yeah. That, you know, was a message to us that that was a happy time. And, you know, so there's a lot of great, you know, that's why I like to say the helpline. If anybody, I just want to give the number again, just so.
Yeah, we're running out of time, so do it now.
Okay, it's 800-272-3900. Again, it's 24/7. It's always available. There's always somebody there to help. If you have any questions and you need resources, please call the Alzheimer's Association. We are definitely here to help in any way that we can. And then the walk again is, if you go to alz.org/Long Island, it's September 19th at Belmont Lake State Park in North Babylon. And we're always looking for teams and people to walk with us.
And you need the fresh air.
Yes.
And thank you very absolutely. Much for having us.
Yes, thank
well,
you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And I find this is intellectually stimulating for me as anything I do. You know, I mean, I have composers on here. I have politicians. Politicians are a little boring. but in any case, this is Ernie Fazio, and I want to thank Karen Blank, Sally Marchese, and Steve Simas. This is Earnestly Speaking on 103.9 FM Long Island News Radio. Thanks for listening.